When researchers make headlines, it's often for a sensational project, like manipulating genes to create a baby. But others are examining broader issues, including how and where you live affects your health. Jill Sheridan of Side Effects Public Media reports on a project to help understand how all the pieces of the health puzzle fit together.
That health puzzle covers your habits, culture, social life, and much more. And it helps determine whether you get serious illnesses like cancer, diabetes, or a heart attack.
The social environment can either turn on protective genes or it can turn off protective genes. And so social factors like loneliness, social factors like childhood traumas, these things have been scientifically shown to affect whether or not they're going to get certain kinds of diseases.
That's Indiana University professor Bernice Pesca-Solito, who leads the person-to-person health interview study. She says it explores the next level of a person's health makeup.
We really need that interaction for this next phase of science, which looks at them as a whole person, not just the disease in the body and the bed.
And that's why field interviewer Paula Williamson has come to a northern suburb of Indianapolis.
We are in a neighborhood of modular homes in Noblesville.
Williamson gets out of her big black pickup. She's been knocking on doors for the past few months, asking people about a lot of things related to the study. Family history, lifestyle, mental health, drug use, child experiences, financial stability, and their community. She also asks for DNA samples. The genetic material will be analyzed and calculated with the survey research. Williamson says people have been very open.
There's part ownership in this project that people want their voices to be heard.
On another day, Williamson is on the south side of Indianapolis at the apartment of Sandra Jo Edwards. When Edwards received an invitation to participate in the study, she threw it away.
I just thought it was just something, you know, that come from, you know, wherever. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do this.
But when Williamson rang her doorbell, she started thinking about her parents and her family health. Both of Edwards' parents had cancer. Her mother is a survivor. Her father passed away.
You know, my father, I mean, he just did it himself, though. You know, he didn't want to go do the treatments or anything like that.
Her information will be compiled with thousands of others to give a clear, deeper look at why one person develops a health condition and another does not. This type of research is growing, says Dr. Georges Benjamin, executive director of the American Public Health Association.
And if you think about that, it makes a lot of sense because where you live determines access to schools, jobs, access to food sources, a range of social activities, whether you have walkable, bikeable communities with parks, playgrounds.
He says if you ask what people need for healthy lives, you might be surprised by their answer.
Our priority right now is figuring out how we can get a bus stop in our community so that we can get on the bus and we can go to work. And you can't engage that community until you fix that transportation problem.
Professor Pesca-Solito says solutions that follow the Indiana study will take the whole person into account.
Because even if you come up with the most brilliant prevention strategies, if the people who you're targeting don't want it, don't like the way you're doing it, it's going to be useless.
This type of study focuses on what researchers call the social determinants of health. And Benjamin says it has an even broader impact. Just like healthy behaviors are a personal responsibility.
When we talk about the social determinants, we're talking about that community responsibility to help our neighbors and ourselves be more healthy.
The person-to-person study is part of a larger Indiana University initiative with ambitious goals. By the year 2020, it aims to cure at least one cancer, one childhood disease, and find a preventative solution to a chronic illness. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Jill Sheridan.